For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You gotta just tell people what
you're
saying.
No. All right, we got a guy.
Can't say those words.
We have a guy who works here that. You guys know about Pavlov's dog, right? Like you hear like the bell ring and the dog thinks that they're gonna eat. Well, it kind of is the same principle where you do something every single day. You go through emotion every single day. And so you just do it no matter what. Like, okay, if you ever saw The Office, like with Creed and noticing or not noticing things, the one time where they did the onion and the apple and things like that. There's a guy who works here and he will walk by. And when he hits his mark on certain places, even if someone, I've observed him, I can't say who it is. He is a personality on another format.
I love how you're narrowing it down. I was just going to say a random person.
There's three other guys in this building. There's three other guys. So take your pick. He will wave because he thinks people are standing there because usually they're standing there.
And if nobody in particular.
If they're not standing there, he still waves. He still waves to them. No one's there. Who are you talking to?
Right.
There's nobody standing there.
What if you conjured up in your mind that you think that somebody's responding?
And I'm like, man, like I've never done that. So it's now just in his thing where he doesn't want to be bothered. He just wants to wave. And so if someone's standing there or they're not standing there, he's going to wave to them.
Well, I used to do a thing.
To get that wave in.
As a total gag when I would walk in, if you were looking, I would do kind of like if I were at an award ceremony or something and I came out and or State of the Union address, I would do this with my hand, yes. Like to everybody around me, just as a total gag.
Yes.
But it's a gag. It's not real. There's yes. nobody,
There's
and
no
I'm
one
recognizing
there.
That.
There's no one there. And he will do this wave. And then when he walks through the meetings, all right, Thursday. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. He's going to say it.
No, that's Friday, Junior.
Can't throw you off the show. Your name's on it. Fix My Life coming up at 7:45. 216-474 to below 92. All right. If Watson struggles Sunday, would you pull him? If Watson struggles Sunday, would you pull him?
No, you can't.
Tone and I said no.
You can't pull him because, Kenny, everything you said at the end of last segment, 100% dead on. I will just add to it that the whole point of this, quarterback struggle, how many quarterbacks struggled in week one? It seemed like an overabundance. It seemed like it was a really rough week in the NFL for quarterbacks in general. I know me and you and our fan base, we are adding up all his games as a Cleveland Brown and trying to find a pattern, trying to find out what's sustainable, what's going to work. Clearly, the organization did the same thing because there's a new offensive coordinator this year. They're trying to figure out what's going to work for him because they know what was happening before the surgery wasn't working. I would just add that you need to see him tested in different situations also. We haven't had a lot of moments. Like the Baltimore game, kind of it, right? Kind of it in terms of, hey, he put the Browns in a big hole, but then he shoveled them out of it with an incredible second half. Well, what else do we have? You need to see all this. I hate to treat him like a rookie, but you kind of need to treat him like a rookie. What good does it do to just pull him in a game just because he's having another rough game, but they still have a chance to win.
And people are taking, you guys are getting way too sensitive about this because it's been, there's been 3 days of people beating up on him for his play. And honestly, rightfully so, he was terrible on Sunday. What the hell else do you folks want? The other part of it is that, well, the other sides of the ball, they're playing. Yeah, I got it. We'll get to the other side of the ball. But what I'm not trying to do, I'm not sitting there trying to run him out of town. I don't, guys, I know that there's these allegations and people are openly like rooting for him to be suspended so the Browns can void the contract. I got to live in a world of reality. The NFL is going to take their time. He's playing on Sunday. So what do I got to do? I have to look at this and say, I gotta fix him as best I possibly can. That gets him to try to play within a system, try to calm him down so he's not rattled and staring into the abyss like he was last week. I know we're getting mighty sensitive over this because we all talk emotionally, including me, but I'm trying to figure out a way to make this offense work. So I'm not wasting any more time with Amari Cooper and with the offensive line, which was terrible on Sunday, and the defense, which is supposed to be good. I'm not trying to do any of that stuff. That's the entire issue of this. So I got to find a way, or Kevin Stefanski, he can't just find a way to bitch and moan all day long. He has to get them going in some direction. So that's what I'm trying to do on offense. But when I do bring up, which is a legitimate concern, week two, you're playing against the Jacksonville Jaguars team that is mercurial, to say the least. You don't really know what they're thinking at any time. They're kind of like us in a lot of ways. They have not come out and played the way that their talent would dictate that they should play. They got ran around by the Dolphins last Sunday. They were up 17-0 in that football game. This is going to be a tough contest, but this is certainly a winnable game. I got to get to 1-1. I can't start 0-2, and all of a sudden now we're blaming everybody.
But just also, I would add, you gotta let him fix and figure this out. It's still the best way forward, is it not?
Yes.
The best way forward is not, hey, Deshaun is struggling, we bench him, Jameis Winston comes in, plays well. Guys, we know what Jameis Winston is in the NFL. I would argue we don't know what Deshaun Watson is right now in the NFL. The only way to find that out is the stress test and to keep him in there. And maybe you stumble upon him figuring things out. We thought we were on the way to doing that in the second half of Baltimore, but then he got shut down for the year. Yeah. So it was not valuable information. It didn't do anything other than give some Browns fans.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hope that maybe that's out there, but then he goes and gets surgery, he's done for the year, and then he's got a rehab, and then we've got to see what it's like when he's out there on the football field over a prolonged period of time. One game, two games is certainly not that.
216-474-0092. I'm not pulling him. I'm not pulling him. Once you open that up, I got to think big picture if I'm Kevin Stefanski, and I know 0-2 is a terrible hole. We got to get to 1-1. I get that. But I have to look at the big picture here and go, man, it's been a rough week here. It's been a really rough week. And if he struggles again, I know that I'm on the hook for this. But if he struggles again and then I were to remove him, and even especially if we don't win the football game, then I'm telling everybody I do not trust him in these moments anymore. That's it. That's it. I mean, you can tell by himself. Just watch on TV. He's rattled. He's rattled.
He was totally rattled.
And so if I take him out in week two, like, I got to get it through the first month of the season, at least, before I have a serious... It's a conversation with a lot of people before I have a serious consideration of it. Like, if he goes out and he sucks up against the Giants next week, then, yeah, maybe I would start to consider some things where, man, he's just broken. But as of right now, I don't even think he needs to be fixed to the point of 2020. I need to fix him to the point that he's a capable quarterback of playing within a system that we can create with him and getting us to the playoffs. Because that's the standard now for everybody. Jordan, in Manhattan, New York, listening on the free Odyssey app. You're next up on the Fan.
Yeah, Ken, you actually have to look at the big picture, which you're not doing, right? It's like, how long are we going to keep this up until his entire contract runs out?
Yeah, more than likely. More than likely.
Well, when you can't do that. When you do things like this, you have to have a concept of a plan of how it's going to unfold. And I had a lot more to add, but I just noticed my neighbor's cat is outside, and it looks pretty tasty.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to get rolling.
Okay, you are in the wrong part of the country.
Oh, my God. Manhattan. I thought they eat the big rats in New York. You're the one who sent me the video of them doing the rat thing out there. You sent me that. I didn't send it. You did. Maybe save it for coming in hot tomorrow. Oh, man, coming in hot tomorrow is going to be a nightmare.
Have you Googled Springfield, Ohio more than any other city in Ohio in the last 10 years?
Well, Mitch thought we were talking about Akron Springfield the other day.
No, I didn't.
Yes, Owen.
You did seem a little confused.
You seemed a lot confused.
We brought up Springboro, Springfield, Streetsboro was even brought up at one point.
Where I thought you guys got confused for a second, which made me confused.
JJ in Cleveland, you're next up on the fan.
Thank you.
Why is this even a question, man?
Well, it was brought up in the presidential debate, so that's why
Are we talking about benching Joe Petonio? Because he played horrible. So if he played horrible again, is we going to bench him for our backup? You know
well, no, at some point there will be a conversation about that if he continues to play poorly.
Is Cincinnati going to bench Joe Burrow if he had a horrible game against Kansas City?
No.
I don't think so. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you at least give him until, you know, the Giants game or the fourth game of the season. If he's still looking bad, then that's a question that we go and reopen in. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about benching our $200 million quarterback in game two. I mean, I get it. He had a horrible game. But so did everybody else.
They did.
Everybody else had a horrible game too.
Yes.
I didn't hear a lot of people's name from the defense get caught. We ain't going to bench them. You know, our offensive line all around was horrible.
Yes.
Clearly they rolling around on the ground like turtles on their back, you know?
Yes.
I mean, I'm sorry. I think we just got to, you know, not let it take its course through the whole season. But give him a couple games.
If he were to do it, see, this is JJ. I totally agree. I totally agree.
If we bench him, then you can't go back.
I totally agree.
Period.
Because I'll tell you this: there's one way. There's one way you can go back. There is one way, and it's very difficult, and I think it's flimsy. If you benched him, and I don't want to bench him, right? You have to win the game. If you win the game, then you can say, "Hey, some things were not going that well, but Deshaun is still our starter."
We about to bench Deshaun.
Yeah.
For.
But if Jameis goes out there, but listen, you know this, JJ, if you were to bench him and put Jameis in there and then you lose, or you do even worse offensively, and you end up losing that game,
then
you're telling the world
I don't even want to go back there no more. Just give me my money.
Yes.
Leave me alone.
And you're telling everybody you don't trust him anymore.
Yeah,
and it's also
give that guy, he our quarterback, man. I'm sick of everybody throwing him under the bus because of his personal problems. And yeah, he had not so good play last year, but he also got injured. And now we all just throwing him under the rug and throwing him off the bus.
Well, you know about that, I mean, the other parts of it.
Get the hell off the bus.
Well, JJ, and thank you for the call. The other parts of it, I'm not going to sit there and make a big – I'm not going to defend whatever. We'll figure that out as the investigation goes with the NFL. If Kevin Stefanski were to move on from him right now and you lose that football game, you're not getting Deshaun Watson back. That becomes, now he's broke. He's really broken, and you don't trust him. And also, if you lose that game, you look like you freaked out.
Right.
And Kevin Stefanski, for whatever thing,
he's not a freakout guy.
I don't think, maybe if I look back, the Kansas City playoff game, I thought he freaked out at one point in that one challenge, and that was 4 years ago, for crying out loud. I thought he freaked out then. I can't really name a lot of moments where I'm like, ooh, your emotions got the best of you.
Like
there.
Lost his composure,
yes.
Or anything like that?
Yes. Like, that's not his type of thing. So you can't have freak out moments. Or if you do, damn it, you better win that football game because that's the only way out to get back to Deshaun Watson playing.
And not because of what the fans think. It's the message to your team.
Yes.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.